Police, Utah woman says uncontrollable defecation led to fatal hit and run of bicyclists. By Nick Gilbertson on April 11, 2022. A Utah woman who police say killed two bicyclists in a hit-and-run crash allegedly told authorities the collision occurred when she began to uncontrollably defecate on herself. The crash took place Saturday in Washington City on Telegraph Street close to Coral Canyon Boulevard, Coot reported. A witness said a Hyundai Genesis crossed into the bike lane and struck the two men just before 12 p.m., according to a police affidavit obtained by the outlet. After being transported to St. George Regional Hospital, the men died of the injuries. The affidavit indicated the victims were brothers from California. They were in town competing in the spring tour of St. George race, and authorities have not released their identities, KSTU noted. According to Coot, police made contact with the suspect, Julianne Budge, 47, who told officers that she was taking multiple medications for several various medical issues, one of which was irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. The IBS has been causing her to defecate on herself without warning, she reported told police. According to the probable cause statement, Budge told officers she was driving from her home in Hurricane when she began to uncontrollably defecate on herself while driving, so she swerved, the arresting officer reported. Budge allegedly told police she was aware that she struck the bicyclist but said she continued driving as her vehicle would not stop. A witness at the scene of the accident stated that it appeared that Julie did not have the intention of stopping after hitting the two cyclists, the arresting officer wrote, according to Coot. The witness stated he followed Julie's vehicle until she pulled over and stopped several hundred yards away from the accident. Budge allegedly informed law enforcement that she was hospitalized a day earlier, adding that she was hooked up to a fentanyl IV drip, according to Coot. Authorities asserted that Budge did not pass any of the field sobriety tests she underwent after the accident. The arresting officer apprehended her on the suspicion she was driving under the influence. In 2015, Budge was convicted of driving under the influence, the affidavit noted. Police obtained a warrant for a blood sample and took Budge to a hospital where a sample was collected. She was then booked in Washington County Jail, KSL noted. She faces two second-degree felony counts of criminally negligent automobile homicide, two third-degree felony counts of leaving the scene of an accident involving death, two third-degree felony counts of driving under the influence with serious bodily injury, and a misdemeanor count of reckless driving, online inmate records show. She was also hit with an improper lane travel violation.